This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So let's bring in our buddy Dan Kasp. Dan, is Eau Claire, Wisconsin ready for us?
I don't know if they're ever ready for you, big guy. I don't know about that, man.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. You know what was a reminder? It just popped up in my Facebook memories. It says, in 2 days... that is the anniversary of the lightning strike. So I will be back there tomorrow as we're going to be out at the golf course tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that, man.
Are you sure you want to go back there?
Hell yes. You know what I mean? I'm ready, man. I went on a golf course like 2 weeks later in a thunderstorm. I didn't care. Let's move on, man. I've survived it once. I can do that again. We're good to go.
One of the big questions I get is if you got like superpowers after that or something.
I didn't,
like that.
And I didn't get anything. And I was really mad about that. I was hoping to be Spider-Man. I was hoping to be Lizard Dude. I ended up being nothing. I got nothing. I became a table. That's what my fingers were touching. I became a table. So that's all I'm good for.
There you go.
Hey, what is the chatter out there right now? People more into Packers? Is the Packers get ready to take on the Ravens in their season? Are you kind of still waning and awing right now over this Brewers season or maybe getting ready for Badger football?
It's clearly Packers talk right now.
Yeah.
Everybody, I think, is excited for the green and gold. I mean, just a lot of storylines, you know, new offense. How's Aaron Rodgers going to look in this? Excited about the defense with the new free agents. Mike Pettine, year two, those rookies. So, yeah, I think a lot of people are really excited about Green Bay this year. And I'm sure a lot of it has to do with the ups and downs of the Brewers, too, with their struggles. So it's just the big unknown. I mean, when was the last time we kind of had this kind of a big unknown when it came to the Packers with a new offense, a defense that everybody's excited for the first time since, what, maybe the Super Bowl year?
Mm-hmm.
Then? So I think there's a lot of that intrigue, and that's kind of, you know, leading to a lot of people just getting ready for football season to get started.
Now, out there in the Western Edge, you get a lot of Minnesota Vikings fans out there as well. So tell me...
Unfortunately, yeah.
Unfortunately. So tell me right now what the optimism is or maybe the angst of a Minnesota Viking fan as they go into this season, knowing that this is a proving ground year.
It's kind of up in the air, and I think we were kind of talking about that the other day. When you look at this division as a whole, I mean, you can make a case for maybe three different teams being division champs. Chicago, obviously defending champs, they're in the discussion. Minnesota, I think there's some angst. You know, Mike Zimmer, is he on the hot seat this year, especially with that defense and putting in all that money? I think he even said last year, you know, this is when they signed Kirk Cousins, you know, this could define my job right now. You know, not, you know, just kind of paraphrase what he was saying. So I think there's a lot of unknowns surrounding this division when you add in the Packers, that conversation, and the Lions, too. I mean, Mike Daniels over there, Trey Flowers, I don't think they're going to be that bad of a team. A lot of people got them picking fourth, but I don't think they're going to be an easy out by any stretch. So you look at this division, I just think there's a lot of unknowns for a lot of fans right now, not knowing what to expect. And honestly, that kind of makes it exciting, too, knowing that this is going to be at least on paper, a pretty dang good division. And, you know, the winner of this division, they may not have the best record in the NFC, but they're going to be a pretty dang good team because I think these division teams are going to beat up each other quite a bit this year.
I'm thinking right now where Zimmer's at and the fact that they brought in Cousins. Cousins was very verbose last year. He went out and wanted a patent. You like that and was, you know, talking about how good he can be. And he kind of crap the bed, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
I mean, it just wasn't a great season for Minnesota. They kind of kept the band together. They re-signed Anthony Barr. They keep a lot of their defense intact, even though we still believe that the better defense is going to be in Chicago this year. But I think top to bottom, they are right there, maybe a step below where the Bears are. But they've had Zimmer now for his third or fourth year. So this should be old hat. This is your ripening now. You've picked these guys. Everything should come to fruition. You know, a lot of people say they have the best wide receiving core in the division. And I don't know if I necessarily agree with that because I think there's untapped talent in Green Bay. But this is it. I mean, to me, they've upgraded their offensive line. Everything should flow for this team, right?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, would you say Mike Zimmer's on the hot seat too, Bill?
You would have to think so.
With all the expectations the last couple of years?
Yep. If put it this way, if they don't make the postseason, you would have to say so, right?
Yeah, I totally agree. With all that money invested in this team, I mean, that was a big chunk of I was surprised they actually brought back Anthony Barr. I was surprised where they got that money to kind of keep him in tow. So you do that, and you don't have a whole lot of money to play with. Yeah, you better be going for it this year.
Hey, real quick, I wanted to also ask you about this Brewers team. I know you talked about the up and down, but watching, do you have concern right now as a guy that looks over the fence quite often here in our own backyard with Josh Hader and his performances?
Yeah, well, I guess the big question with him is, why is he not throwing his slider as often? I mean, we were kind of looking at FanGraphs this morning, and there's an 8% difference from last year to this year in terms of the amount where he's throwing his slider. So I think the majority of his home runs, or quite a bit of his home runs, are coming off that first pitch. So it kind of seems like opposing players know what to expect. And I would think at this point in the season, you know, maybe do a little more scouting. And again, I don't know what's going on at Miller Park and in the clubhouse and with their film sessions, but I would think the Brewers got to figure that out. I mean, he got away with it early part of the season, those first couple games there where he was just throwing fastball. But I would think at this point in time, you know, if you're going to keep up with that same mindset, teams are figuring out. And I think that's one of the reasons why you're seeing him give up the long ball quite a bit. So I guess my biggest question is, where's that slider that he was throwing a little bit more last year, trying to just keep those batters a little bit honest? Because if somebody's going up there knowing to expect, hey, it's going to be like 90% fastball at this point, well, you got to add another pitch to that arsenal to make you a little bit dangerous. Now, you know, like Corey Knebel had that wicked curve, you know, when he would come in and close games. So I think that's the big thing that's kind of confusing me is, where's that slider in his rotation?
Dan, I look forward to seeing you. I'll be there later tonight. I got my buddy JR hooking me up over there at Pizza Del Rey, and then after that, we'll see you tomorrow at the golf course. And are you going to Loopy's High Shore Supper Club for the cigar dinner on Thursday night?
I may have to if that's an invite there, Big Bill.
If you want to come, you'll be my guest, because nobody's coming with me. So if you want to be my guest, come on out and have a cigar and dinner on me, man.
You got it, buddy.
Okay?
You got it.
All right, pal. We'll see you out there tomorrow night, okay?
You got it.
See you, buddy.
Good.
Talk to you later. Dan Casper from our fine affiliate WAYY out there in Eau Claire, and I'll be there later this evening. Going to stop over and say hi to JR and the staff over at Pizza Del Rey. And then after that, oh, I can't wait to get out to Wild Ridge. I'm going to take that on out there. There's nothing going to stop me. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.